public hearing for the land use for the PDEC committee to order. We'll start with roll call, I guess, if everyone knows who they are. We do have the two youth and governance on the end. They are new members starting this month, so this is their first meeting, so welcome. Go ahead. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kel Miles. I go to school at Village Campus Central.
Do you have a school at Village Campus Central here?
Mike Spolinski, County Board Supervisor, District 8.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, Vice Chair for District 20.
Aaron Becker, County Board Supervisor, District 22, and the Chair of this committee.
Ben Feeblecorn, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Jill Gilmore, District 18.
Steve Bostrom, District 8, which is in the city of Kenosha.
April Webb, Planning and Development.
Okay, thank you, and we will begin with item number 6.
All right, for the record, we'll show that tonight's agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha newspaper on May 26th and May 31st, 2016. Item number 6 reads as follows. Michael Lazzaroni, 2033 South Lake Shore Drive, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, owner, Mark Larkin, MLML Properties, 500 South Stone Ridge Drive, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, agent. Kenosha County Planning and Development and Extension Education Committee, 19675th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, requesting a rezoning from B3 Highway Business District to B3 Highway Business District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 95-4-119-032-0300. Located in the northwest quarter of Section 3, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland.
Okay, thank you. Can the petitioner please come forward?
This petitioner will not be present tonight due to the nature of this county-sponsored rezoning application.
Okay, so if you could speak to it then, please.
Sure. In summary, this is a county-sponsored rezoning application to update the official county zoning map to reflect actual field conditions regarding a wetland asset on property. A wetland delineation was completed by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission staff biologist that is made part of this application and is used to draw the new C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District boundary line on the map as you see here. That would be the yellow polygon. We're in favor of our maps most accurately reflecting field conditions, so our ordinance states that this is a county-sponsored map amendment by rule.
Any questions from any committee members? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town?
Planning and Development staff did receive an email dated June 8th, 2016 from Sheila M. Siegler, that's the Wheatland Town Clerk. In it, she stated that the town of Wheatland is in agreement with the wetland mapping updated for the aforementioned tax parcel number. This is pursuant to a resolution previously passed by the town of Wheatland, which allows their town administrative staff to send correspondence regarding these rezoning applications.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning. Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the rezoning by Supervisor Smolinski and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee?
Aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Motion passes. Number 7 on the agenda.
Item number 7 reads as follows. Thomas H. and Mary P. Thielen, 34202 116th Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Owner, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R1 Rural Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 60-4-119-273-0501, located in the south half of Section 27, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Randall.
Okay, will the petitioner please come forward? You can sit either. Please state your name and address for the record, and then tell us why you're here.
Thomas Thielen, 34202 116th Street, Lawrence, Wisconsin. We're looking to do a rezone so that on the property, it's basically farmland, but there is a house on the property, and we're looking to be able to sell the house and keep the property. Which, according to the county ordinance, I got to have 5 acres, so that's what the reason is.
Are there questions from the committee? Supervisor Gould?
Are you aware that the silo must come down behind the house?
Yes, I am.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Supervisor Foster?
Thank you. Do you currently live at the property now?
No, I do not.
And you expressed a desire to retain the remainder of the property. Is there any plan for the property?
Farming.
Farming, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll reserve my comments for others.
Thank you, Supervisor Lester. Anyone else?
Is the intent long term that you're going to just farm the remaining?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right. Is there anyone to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against the petition? Anyone against? See no one? Ben from the town?
Planning and development staff did receive correspondence from the town of Randall showing that the town board recommended approval of the aforementioned rezoning request at their town board meeting on May 26, 2016. That was on a Fox Casket motion.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning today.
Sorry. Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Kuhl. Any further discussion or questions?
Just a comment, if I may, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Bostrom, go ahead.
Thank you. After listening to the petitioner, I'm inclined to vote for this. I have to admit that I did have some reservations. We had a work session yesterday, and the overall master plan for the area was divulged that the county and the municipality would like to see the whole area develop in a low-dense suburban type setting. And after hearing your answer that your intention is to farm the property for the foreseeable future, I'm inclined to vote for it. The concern was that by just carving out this little chunk that it would be difficult to cohesively develop the rest of the site. So I guess keeping that in mind for some time down the road, if you do want to develop a plan for the entire site, it would be favorable if I were sitting in the seat when that would happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Anyone? No? Okay. Vote. Youth and Governance?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee?
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Number eight.
Item number eight reads as follows. BJ's of Salem LLC, 9251 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Michael A. Jones, 9251 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to allow an expansion of outdoor baseball fields and the addition of outdoor sand volleyball and outdoor batting cages in the B3 Highway Business District and PR1 Park Recreational District on part of tax parcel number 65-4-120-143-0600, located in the southwest quarter of Section 14, Township 1 North, Range 20 East, Town of Salem.
Thank you. Will the petitioner please come forward? Please state your name and address for the record and explain why you're here.
Sure, thanks. Michael Jones, 9251 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin. The reason is the property that we've obtained here recently has two large softball, male adult softball fields. We're now focused more on youth baseball, so the vision is to turn the two large softball fields to smaller youth baseball fields. By doing that, it creates a space in the middle where we can add a third youth baseball field. It also enables a little bit more room to have batting cages. Batting cages are not for like commercial quarters in and specific balls. It's actually for teams to warm up for tournaments and things like that. And then it also allows enough room for two volleyball courts, sand volleyball. That's what we're asking for at Greenville. So, if you have any questions, there's a lot of scrolls traveling on there.
Are there any questions from the committee?
Yes, Madam Chair, if I may.
Supervisor Bostrom.
Thank you. Sir, thank you for showing up tonight.
Sure.
You mentioned that you recently acquired this property?
Yes.
Do you have experience with this type of development in other states or other areas? Can maybe speak to us about?
Sure. Myself personally, I do not. There's three of us in partnership together, and one of those individuals, Chuck Maynard, does. He's a board member on the Storm Baseball Team in Illinois, or league, and he has a lot of experience. I mean, for years, he's been doing, running baseball programs and leagues. Yes.
Can you speak a little bit to the capital investment that you're going to be making into this facility? And what kind of improvements you're making to the overall facility, not just the fields?
Sure, absolutely. In terms, first off, with the fields, in terms of the capital investment, the nice thing about the baseball fields as they are now, it's not much. We're not doing artificial turf, we're not doing anything like that. Some true hard capital, you're talking, some fencing, maybe two additional dugouts, but nowadays, a lot of the dugouts are built into the fence. We don't know which way we'll go in terms of that. The two existing ball fields are actually, they weren't in good shape, but we've gotten them in good shape. And a lot of that is just hard work, manpower. We don't do it all by ourselves. We enlist in companies that do that. They have the big equipment to do it, well and professionally. That takes some dollars. But that's really it. In terms of like the batting cages, you can really just put down some hard gravel and then that fake grass you can put over that. And then it's just poles with netting around it. And then with the sand volleyball, same thing, aside from a few posts that would go up to have each corner and in the middle divided. And then sand digging out quite a few inches of putting in sand. That's really it. There is a vision for the back acreage. It's not seen there, but that's not what this meeting is about. Maybe I'm really just for this part. And that's really it in terms of the capital. I mean, it takes dollars.
The reason for asking that question is obviously I'm sure you're aware of the history of the property. it's changed hands a number of times, and I just want to make sure, or at least get a sense from you that your group is not only capitalized enough to take on this venture, but keep the thing going and keep it successful.
Absolutely, and we welcome that type of inquiry because we've heard the history, and it's a pretty good one. We right now, and we've said this multiple times to all our patrons, is that previously it's been known as a bar that serves some food. You know, we want to be a restaurant, sports grill, a bar that serves some drinks. And welcome all y'all to go out there. I mean, it's pretty much the way now. Talk about capital in the restaurant. That's where the capital
is.
Yeah, so we've doubled the number of the TVs in there. We've upgraded a lot of the equipment inside. Believe it or not, pizza ovens cost a lot. So there's pizza ovens, things like that to upgrade the, from what I've heard in the past, the food and the quality of the food. And so first and foremost, it is a restaurant on that said property we're speaking of, and then the focus is on youth baseball to drive traffic to increase the probability of success with the restaurant. And with that as well, yes, this is an endeavor that it's one for long-term vision. And just if you have time, I'll get all into it. So Chuck Baker is the baseball guy, and he knows a lot of people. Baseball. He's already talked to a lot of locals here in the area about setting up tournaments, getting league play, etc. So currently on the two fields that exist, we already have a home team in youth softball with the Watertown Bandits. They're playing there right now. They play there a lot, so that's their home field. Two or three of the teams from the Storm League out of Illinois, they also claim that to be their home. And we welcome other leagues. We're not here to develop new leagues because we don't want to do that. We believe there's plenty of baseball teams in different fields. And matter of fact, this weekend we have a tournament. We're going to use both fields. There's 15 teams that will start play Friday night through the weekend. And that's really, that's what's going to keep the traffic humming quite well into the restaurant. Next weekend we have a big softball. It's not just in ours, but we're going to share with other fields all weekend, starting Friday morning, the softball tournament as well. And so he's really organizing all that. He's also now learning about volleyball leagues and things like that to do the same. And so, yes, I mean, the endeavor here is to create a sports complex that will drive the success of the restaurant and certainly drive revenue, like from tournaments and whatnot, but we know that that's not what's going to keep us afloat.
Sure.
And then on the restaurant side, so Steve Skutnik has been a restaurant manager in downtown Chicago, and then more recently in Libertyville for many, many years. All of us about the same age, so about 20 plus years he's done this. Heaven on 7, downtown Chicago, then Naperville, very successful, and his latest was in Chicago. And if we've gotten any compliments right now, is not to downgrade any other local establishments, which the food is good there. But we've got a lot of compliments on how good and unique the food is there. So we've got that. Working on the service, they're youngins, we're trying to get them to be better in service. Well, it's those two combined that will make it a success. And it's still a restaurant. You got to drive traffic to the restaurant, and that's what the youth baseball and other types of sports activities will do. I'm the third, business guy, has money.
You get to do all the boring stuff.
What's that?
You get to do all the boring stuff.
I do a lot of the boring stuff. I'm learning a lot, but a lot of it's common sense and picking up quickly. And just, good business sense, because, yes, it costs a lot of money. They're just curtailing the waste and maximizing what you have. And, thus far, I think we're doing a pretty good job. And we are in for the long haul. And none of us are expecting a turnaround for profit in the next year or two. I mean, it takes time to built. But the vision is to really go beyond what you see on the surface. So then on the back acreage, once we do what we need to do, which is a lot of work, first and foremost, wetland delineation, which as of late we heard would be potentially end of June, beginning of July, and basically the lower middle of A2, which is actually, thank you, yeah, on the southern side, right in the middle. Well, we know that, so hopefully that, you know, have a better understanding of which land we've got to work with. But working around that, in the upper right-hand corner, we envision another baseball field. And in the upper left-hand corner, potentially another baseball field. And it'll also allow us to move in the lower right-hand corner anywhere from 2 to 4 more volleyball courts. So ultimately, you'd have 5 baseball fields, 4 to 6 volleyball courts, and so with that, we're hoping, you know, that that's going to be something to drive quite a bit of traffic. And then lastly, just little things that you have to do in a complex like this, pretty much right where that little hand is, the potential for a parking lot and or a concession stand, a small building that will also have permanent bathrooms and things like that. And then lastly, obviously, we need a route to get there. Right now, the vision is southern, and to have a roadway, easier said than done. I'm trying to get in touch with the owner of the property on the north side. All we need is about a 50-foot strip on the north side. Give us enough room for the 10-foot easement, 20-foot two-way traffic, and another 20-foot parking all the way along down there, which will provide another 100 parking spaces. And obviously, understanding, we have to do that to make this a success, right? And then lastly, you know, going about what it's going to take to cost to excavate the back end. I mean, it's a forest back there, basically. So that's next year or the year after. But that shows you how much long haul we're in it for, because we don't want to just live by PR1. We want to eventually have enough funding to do A2.
Well, I appreciate the commentary. It's nice to know that you as operators put a lot of thought to this, and obviously you have a vision, and I wish you luck and all the best in the world.
Thank you.
Supervisor Gould?
No.
Okay. Anyone? Oh.
I'm just wondering, will the club construction take, and whether or not the 2 baseball fields that are currently there, how quickly they'll be back in use?
So very good. The 2 baseball fields currently are in use. Because again, they, you know, aside from surface, on the surface needing some timber loving care, like fencing needing to be updated, weeding the infield, prepping the grass a little better, you know, little things like that. That's really out. That's all been managed. Both fields are in phenomenal shape right now, so they're already back in business and running nice. The third field, if we're able to build it, can be done, believe it or not, in a few days. Fencing is the biggest work, cutting out the grass. And there's right now who we're working with for the field itself is called HK Sports. They do this all over. I mean, that's how they make their money, is building baseball fields, and they can put up a field in a couple of 3 days. And they also do volleyball, actually, as well, and they would do the same. So it's pretty quick. So that being said, we give ourselves a week, because there are little nuances we always run into that will drag on and cut into your time. That's really it. It's fencing. It's a beauty of baseball. It's not hard construction, and they're sizable enough teams, and they stay there a long time. They're long games, so that means people want to get food and drink, and so it's a nice combination. But good question. But yeah, well, hopefully we'll have the fields if this all goes well by the end of June.
So I've heard you said that it's for youth baseball right now, right? So what I see as a concern is if building that third field,
a couple of good ones here. Great question, first off, and then you as well. Very good question. Yeah, if you want to go back to the little diagram thing, fantastic, actually. So the focus is on youth baseball. That doesn't mean that, that adult softball won't happen, and we wouldn't encourage it. We would, but responsibly. We would most definitely prefer co-ed adult softball, and then non-competitive men's adult leagues, just because we're more in favor of the family atmosphere type than most of that. Very good on the sizing of fields. So we reduced the 300 feet on the west field. So if you look all the way over to where the hand is, so we brought in that field. Excuse me, I was above there. We brought in that fence 100 feet. So this fence right here, right, went 100 feet up to there. So you're right. So a 300 foot fence for men's softball became 200 feet for youth baseball, and that is like perfect for 10, 11, and 12 year olds. Things like that. It's also good for youth softball. All youth softball fields are like 200 foot fences, so it's perfect for both, and both use it. This field here, the way it's sitting here, is 300 feet, and so it's got a 12 foot fence. Perfect for men's softball, adult. We're looking to move it and shrink it a bit, but not by much. Right, right now, this drawing is 50 feet. You have a 250-foot fence, to the fence, from home plate to the fence, and the fence is 12 foot high. That's perfect for your 13 and 14-year-olds in baseball. They're going to hit some home runs, but not any time in bat. So it's perfect for that age in youth baseball. Now, and also suitable for softball, youth softball. For men's softball, it's actually okay as well. Again, you have these competitive guys that, man, they just like to hit home runs. Sure, they might be hitting a few home runs, but right now that's not our focus. But let's say we're so fortunate and things going well and there are folks who want to use it for softball. You change up the rules, whereas after your fifth home run, a home run becomes an out. They start to play that way. But again, that's really not our priority. Our priority is to utilize these fields for youth sports. But we can get to that. Very good question, because this is what the fields will be utilized. That being said, this field could also be used for adult softball. Certainly not competitive. Not to say that co-ed softball is not competitive, but not like win at all costs type, right? Perfect for that. And then so this middle field, really, really interesting, and we'll know on Friday when HK Sports comes out, we'll really stake it out for real on the ground, but they've already walked it with us. Now that's going to be an interesting one, because that fence from home plate will only be about 180 feet out, maybe even 175. We'll also create a 12-foot fence, high. Most fences are like 6 foot high, but that 12 is a little harder. You're not going to have 13 or 14-year-olds playing there, probably not even 11 or 12-year-olds, but perfect for 9 and 10 year olds. They actually have an opportunity to once in a while hit a home run. So that field can just be used for 9 and 10, maybe 11 youth baseball, right? Reserving the other two fields for definitely youth softball, as well as the left field for your 11 and 12 year olds, maybe 10 year olds, and then 12 and 13, 14 year olds for this field right here. And then lastly, great question, is what's nice about all of this is, one, what we've learned, what I've learned, Chuck knew this all along, was when you travel around, when these travel teams playing baseball, they like different fields. They don't like to play on the same size field every time. They like the different nuances. And that's encouraging, because when you're running tournaments, you want various attractions. The restaurant's a huge attraction. Really, really is, because people would sit in tournaments for hours. When I see people, the adults, the parents. So they have a place to go hang out, that's what they need. But then also, too, what's nice with all of this is, it kind of gives a feel for a different age group and allows for that flexibility. And then lastly, on the business side, like with most sports, the older you get, the less and less involvement you have with the youth. Baseball players that are also playing football decide between one of the two. So they go play football, you have less baseball players. So here, all three fields can be used for 9, 10, 11, and 12, right? You're just going to have less home runs on various fields. And then we only need really one good field, the one on the right, for the 13, 14-year-olds. Soon, they're going to be playing high school, and there's not just not as many teams at that age, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's a good question. So we're trying to, and then the other two fields, if we're so fortunate to be successful enough to develop that far in, those will be bigger fields. Those will be between 250 and 300 fields.
Any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay. Ben, from the town?
Planning and development staff did receive correspondence from the town of Salem showing that they approved the conditional use permit request for BJ's of Salem LLC at their town board meeting of May 16, 2016. That was on a Kulat in favor motion. Motion carried.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve. Any final questions?
Subject to conditions.
Oh, conditions. Yep. I'm gonna, okay. So it's a motion to subject to the conditions.
Subject to conditions, yes.
Second. Thank you, April. Okay, although you can govern it, so you vote. Oh, sure. Wait, go ahead.
And you read the conditions here?
I have, thank you.
It's acceptable to your group?
Very much so.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Youth and Governance?
No.
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Number 9.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Item number 9 reads as follows. Meyer Material Company, conditional use permit. 1819 North Dot Street, McHenry, Illinois, 60050, BC, Herbert J. and Lillian A. Robers, Revocable Trust, 233 Oregon Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, Leaser, Roland and Bonnie Fudenko, 3710 392nd Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, Leaser, and Raymond J. and Gloria M. Tenhagen, 3910 376th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, Leaser, requesting a two-year renewal of a conditional use permit originally approved on March 13, 1996 for a gravel pit in the M3 Mineral Extraction and Landfill District on the following tax parcels 95-4-219-291-0100, Robers, 95-4-219-291-0300, Robers, 95-2-219-291-0400, Robers, 95-4-219-292-0300, Robers, 95-4-219-292-0200, Denko, 95-4-219-293-0100, Denko, 95-4-219-293-0200, Denko, 95-4-219-293-0300, Denko, 95-4-219-293-0400, Denko, and 95-4-219-294-0100, Tenhagen. Said parcels are located in the northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest quarters of Section 29, Township 2 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Can the petitioner come forward, please? Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record and
yes.
State why you're here.
Randy Willey, I'm the Director of Land and Environment for Meyer Material Company, 1819 Dot Street, McHenry, Illinois, 60050.
Okay, and can you please explain what you're petitioning for?
Certainly. Back in 1996, Meyer Material Company entered an agreement with three of the landowners that we already identified to develop a 175-acre sand and gravel line, which includes a ready-mix concrete batch plant, maintenance shop, stockpiles, and a truck scale on 392nd Avenue. And we're up for our two-year renewal. This will be our 10th two-year renewal to extend the life of the line.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions? Okay, so no questions. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Is there anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town, Ben?
Planning development staff did receive correspondence from the town of Wheatland showing that they recommended approval of the aforementioned conditional use permit request for Meyer Material at their town board meeting of May 23rd, 2016. This was per a letter from town clerk Sheila Siegler dated June 6, 2016.
Questions or discussion? Okay, seeing none, you can go ahead. How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
All those committee members, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And agenda item number 10. I need a motion to table it, please.
Motion to table. Second.
I have a motion to table from Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Stilitsky. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion to table passes. And 11 is remaining on the table, so is 12, so is 13. Number 14, certified surveys. Agenda item number 15, approval of the minutes. Okay, I have a motion.
Sorry.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Stilitsky and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any discussion? Or corrections? Okay. The youth weren't there, so I'm not going to ask them to vote on this. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Number 16, citizen comments. I see no citizens that want to comment. Citizen comments are closed. Number 17, any other business allowed by law? Ben, anything?
None. I'm not current on next month's agenda. I don't know if April, you can speak to it. Four new items. I know one of them is a final subdivision plat and probably the bad key items from Paris. Comp plan amendment and rezone.
Okay, thank you.
Motion.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Stilitsky.
Second.
And a second by Supervisor Bostrom. Youth and Governance, on adjournment, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.